Hey, Jeff.
He's related to me. You can hide a dash off a novel in a month or so and sell it for $250,000. It's great fun. But my orders will last until the jury enters this court with a verdict in this case. I see no reason except for your convenience and Mr. Ray's and Mr. Huey's. Mr. Huey be allowed to see Mr. Ray. And very frankly, in the light of what has happened in the past, I don't trust Mr. Huey not to violate these orders further, if, as, and when he pleases. And the affairs of a nation, of giant corporations, of individuals, all in many cases negotiated without the principals ever seeing each other face to face. I have a great admiration for your ability, sir, to represent your client. I know from what Mr. Huey has told me that he is well represented by not one, but a battery of lawyers. I'm sure that any differences you have, or any ambiguity in the contract, or anything that semantics, or anything else is confused, and the rights of all parties can be perfectly handled without Mr. Huey seeing Mr. Ray. I see no good reason for him so to do, and it will be denied.
Any time argue with the court after he makes his ruling, but may I address myself to the record, Your Honor? Everything the court has said about is true concerning the ability to negotiate.
The only observation is
complaint is it is our understanding from the record that Haynes has requested the court to have pictures made, and the court denied that. We like to fish foul proposition. Again, I don't see where this, and as he has in here, a motion picture to be made of this man. I don't see how this is compatible with the court's order that has been entered before in this matter in regard to this. So we're opposed to the program.
Judicial processes of the law prevail. I didn't mind. You all I know.